Hello there. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you, sir. From the Dirty South, our good friend, senior radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. Hello, Ed.
Hello there. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you doing today? You guys, these are the days that CNN lives for. I mean, these are the days where you guys really shine. I thought that Dick Uliano earlier today, and it was that great combination of exhilaration and exhaustion. I could already hear in his voice where it's the best day, and at the end of it though, you're just going to feel like you just got pounded with a sack full of doorknobs. You know what I mean?
You are correct, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of those days where we're running into the nighttime doing the post-mortem here. So,
and so right now we're still, what I mean, obviously the Democrats took the House, but we're still waiting on Virginia, right, to find out the Senate outcome.
Still waiting on that, and it's very likely they're going to have a recount on that, and they'll have to, of course, get that certified when they get all that done. So, you know, if anybody thinks that might take a couple of days, it probably will take longer than that, but it certainly won't be the debacle that Florida was in 2000, you know, the Hanging Chad episode. I don't think we're going to go through that.
No, but every time there's a recount, every time there's anything like that, it just warms my heart a little bit because it means there might be the chance for riots somewhere. And that really is the sort of thing that I'm waiting on. I feel like I was denied proper riots in 2000 and in 2004. I was on my couch, remote control and Cheetos, waiting for the country just to go up in flames, and it didn't happen. But it may, you know, who knows? The day isn't over yet. And there was... I mean, it was a bad... Regardless of one's partisanship, it was a bad day for Republicans, because it wasn't just elections. It was all of these initiatives that were really very social bellwethers. It went against the Republicans almost every time, right?
Exactly. And, you know, Rumsfeld today signing, and, of course, you know, whether he was pushed or whether he jumped is something that you have to wonder about. But you heard Bush saying that he was talking with Robert Gates on Sunday. To believe that he had this thing all planned.
That's got to feel good if you're Donald Rumsfeld. That's like when your wife finally divorces you and then you look back in her email and she's been talking to some other guy in Saskatoon for 6 months.
You know, and also they get the high praise. You know, did a great job. It's kind of like, you know, anybody that gets blown out of a company or is forced to resign, and then they say, you know, we just want to thank him for the great job he did. Well, if he did such a great job, how come he's not around now, huh?
We wish him well in his future endeavors.
That is right. That's exactly how it goes.
Any other big shocks? Anything that, I mean, because Rick Santorum, everybody knew that guy was going to get routed, and it did happen. It was a routing. Hillary Clinton, 70%, and we made this observation. Actually, Tim Riley, a news director, made this observation, which is very true, which is that it's funny that Hillary Clinton gets, what, 71%, and yet... And I mean this with all due respect, 71%, but she does seem to be a woman that everybody, I don't know, everybody sort of, she does seem very, I don't want to say she seems unlikable, but I mean, I don't know anybody that really loves Hillary Clinton, you know, not like the people love Bill Clinton and like people love a Kennedy. Hillary Clinton seems to be a woman that a lot of people respect. I don't really know anybody who likes her a lot, and yet... There she is, man. Like 7 out of 10 votes go her way.
Yeah, she really did. And, you know, I'll have to see how this thing plays out. And, of course, with Nancy Pelosi now in charge, we'll have to see how that plays out as well. I mean, she's, you know, obviously going to have to change her tactics. It was kind of funny today how Bush was asked about, you know, some of the things she's about him. And the reporter said, you know, and as recently as today, she said, or yesterday she said this, you know, and he says, well, you know, he says, that's the election, and he says, I've been through these before, you know, and, you know, you have to just put it aside and move on to getting the, you know, the country moving, you know, as they always do. The country moving speech comes the day after
the
election.
Yeah. That's what you do when you've lost this way. You go, well, it was a terrible loss. Now let's put it behind us and move forward in unity. That's kind of the way you do. I don't think that's going to work, though. I mean, it seems like Bush is kind of, he's rolling out that same speech that they do, which is the let's play nice, let's all make up, let's be friends, let's be pals. But I think there is so much bad blood engendered here. That is not going to happen.
It's very interesting. I mean, you know, deep down there will be. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, the other thing I'm thinking about, you know, we'll just get back to Lieberman just for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Because he won, and, you know, that was really something that I thought would happen because that Republican candidate was so weak, and Ned Lamont just, you know, hit on a rock, and then he really couldn't get past that, and Lieberman was able to win. So now you've got Lieberman, you've got Bernie Sanders in Vermont, two independents. So, you know, you talk about the balance of power.
Yep.
Well, you know, each side would probably be wooing them, you know, but whether or not he would, you know, go back to the Democratic Party or not, I sincerely doubt at this point. And Bush was kind of funny today talking about that. He got a veiled reference to Lieberman and Sanders saying, you know, work with, independents.
Well, I got to tell you, we give all the love in the world to Joe Lieberman, and I mean that sincerely because I had written that guy off. I said loudly and long to anybody who would listen, including most of you guys, that he would never win anything ever again. And so, man, I got to give it up to that guy because I thought he was dead and buried. So
yeah, he was
God
something else. I'll tell you, and I really thought it was an amazing campaign how he pulled that off. You wonder about that. You know, you think, well, okay, you know, a lot of these guys, they could get, you know, put on a bed of nails, you know, for some of their beliefs or, you know, going along with somebody. But I don't know. He's done an awful lot of good, too. He's done a heck of a lot of good for the state of Connecticut. I know that because I'm originally from that state. And, you know, I just think that, you know, perhaps he got the message and, you know, they'll all somehow find a way to work together and kind of include him in there. We'll see what happens.
We'll see, man. All right, brother. I know you got a busy day. I'm going to let you get back to it. Ed McCarthy, CNN radio correspondent, right there in the nerve center of the world's greatest news gathering organization, CNN. Thank you, my friend.
You're the best. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Ed McCarthy. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Del Paxton. It's 503-733-2970.
Oh, boy.
503-733-2970. It's 1010. 1010. Hello. It's one. It was Ed McCarthy. He was in like Clyde Lewis. I'm kind of drunk sounding, but it was obviously just because he's been up forever. They're running that guy ragged down there. It's 1:10 on the Swatch Watch, which means it's time to welcome now to the Rick Emerson radio program.
Love me like you did by the lake on the blue.
Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, who joins us now. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am the city.
Aaron, thank you for the kneading balls.
I will give you my kneading balls anytime you wish.
Okay. We should, right now. This is, now, can you have the
kneading balls?
Can you hold them up to the... This is the... This is, and it looks like some sort
that
of
made mine
device.
Awesome, yeah.
It is. It's now. This is a. Again, this is a thing. It is a sphere, a ball, with three smaller spheres or balls connected to the bottom of it.
I like
and then,
to call it a tri-prong.
And then you press the button on top of the big ball, and the three little balls go back and forth, and they knead your flesh.
Yes, well, they don't so much go back and forth as they do vibrate.
They vibrate, so they're vibrating balls.
Yes, they're vibrating glowing balls.
I keep picturing Alec Baldwin appearing here.
Yes.
Anyway.
Thank you. It's
I
even
love
pink.
My sweaty balls.
And,
sorry, I had to do it.
Stop. So in any event... hey, by the way, and thank you, Aaron. I left it in the hallway here.
I came bearing swag
from LA County Coroner's Office. He brought me an LA County Coroner's Office mug for my coffee. So thank you, sir.
And it's durable because it can withstand, you know, stomach acid and all kinds of weird,
excellent
dead stuff.
Let's get a couple calls here, and then we'll read this email about the Joshua Jackson, who's coming up in just 45 minutes, and then we'll talk about your bachelor party at which something happened,
and
we can
and
only now talk about.
We have to hurry up because one of the party members involved in said act is flying in tomorrow.
Why?
I can't go into detail yet. It'll give away the story.
All right, okay. Well, let's get a couple of these really quickly. Is this McKeon? Hello, sir. Hello. Is the phone up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, whatever. Okay, there you go. Let's start to, is this mailman Chris? Hello, sir.
Hey, buddy. I just, you know, my wife was going to throw something through the TV last night about that episode of House.
Yeah.
So I did the search on TiVo. It's on USA Network.
Oh, okay. All right. So they're going to because that's one of those things where they air it on a network and then they rebroadcast it like on a boutique channel somewhere.
Right. And yeah. It's always the following Friday a week later, so like 10 days after the fact. So you got to hold on. You got to wait, I guess, if you want to see it. But it's on next. Friday.
All right, that episode of House will be rebroadcast. All right, excellent. Thank you, sir.
Anyway.
Mailman Chris, ladies and gentlemen. And finally, now, of course, here's what's coming up. We got an action-packed program still. We haven't even really waded into the Britney news. Are you putting up that picture of her
lopsided?
Her area?
Yeah.
Now, do those look like implants to you?
Yes.
Now, but you figure, but that must just be where they caught her in mid-stride
well,
or something.
Well, that's the question I ask. I'm like, full of milk or full of silicone?
Well, those are birthing breasts now, right?
Don't say that. Have you heard that song that's out now?
Well, didn't Dennis say his wife got to keep hers? I mean, so Britney can keep hers.
Let's stop now. Okay. Here's the thing. Okay, we're getting behind. But I got to say this. Well, first of all, I got to get some coffee.
Just go ahead.
No, just...
All right.
Let's just have silence.
Sarah, how are my kneading?
They're awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Although Rick doesn't have any creamer, so he's forced to use eggnog creamer, which I know he despises.
Oh, yeah, because all we have is eggnog or vanilla.
Rick's going to deck his halls with eggnog.
All right, stop.
How's it taste?
Here's the thing. Here's what we got to get done. This is a very busy program. We got to talk a little bit about Britney Spears and this is a photo of her. We're going to talk to Aaron about the bachelor party and the event that until now could not be named.
We came up with two other really good stories.
Later on, we'll speak real quickly to Jim Root from Los Angeles. Tim Riley will be back at the Ministry of Truth.
But most importantly,
next hour, Joshua Jackson. You know him as even my wife. I found out. I had no idea that even she knew.
That show is. Like, famous worldwide. It's very
funny. I plead ignorance. And again, it's just, I'm old and a guy, so what do I know? But I went up and, and my wife's like, so what's on the show? And I'm like, oh, this guy, Joshua Jackson. Pacey? And I said, yeah. And she had, like, and she immediately went to, like, some fan site. And she's like, look, here, he's the dreamy, poetic one. Or whatever. So Joshua Jackson.
Misfit.
No.
Kid.
Somebody who understood him and could reach him.
Don't feel bad. I didn't know who he was either. All I knew was that someone from Dawson's Creek was coming in, so I got all excited.
James Vanderbeek.
I know. I thought, cool, I'll have my Janus on that Bob DVD signed. And, my lovely Jen said, no, not Dawson, Pacey.
Hey, by the way, he was in Ocean's 11. He was at that poker scene.
All right.
In the beginning.
Most importantly, our good friend Siegfried, who can always be counted on for such things, has sent us a list of embarrassing questions that we can't ask him because they're too horrid.
Such as?
For example, Joshua, you're a really great actor, but you're in all these crap films. Have you changed your agent lately? See, there you go. That's a question we won't ask.
Well, because Siegfried hasn't seen Bobby yet.
I'm just,
a very good film.
Now, look, I'm just saying. How about this? Do you cringe every time you pass a video store and see the Mighty Duck series? Discuss now, please. How about this?
Okay, stop.
Do you have a harmonica on you? Can you play any love songs for Ms. Dillon on the harmonica?
Oh, I like that one.
Did you vote yesterday? Aren't you Canadian? What the hell? Choose a country.
He has dual citizenship.
See? This is why. How about this? On the creepy, groovy level of 1 through 10, where would you rate Sarah X Dillon? Please expound on your answer. All right. So,
you know,
I may ask
Joshua
you that
Joshua Jackson
one.
Is someone that I stay up late at night thinking about, but, you know, once...
Did you stay up late at night last night thinking about it?
No, I stayed up drinking. After meeting him, I could not stop chattering about that damn movie and him last night.
He was again, to reiterate, he's a very cool guy. So we'll talk to him. Are you going to be able to pass? Are you going to stick around long enough to see?
No, I got
to
run. I got other things I have to do.
All right. We're here with Aaron Geek in the city of Duran. All right. So here's the thing. So you had a bachelor party.
Yes, I did.
A few weeks ago that we talked about because then you got married to your wife, the lovely Jen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came in the next day. And it was we were all here, and then you were there, and Scott Daly was there,
and Scarecrow, and
we started talking about this story, and I got about three words into it. And by the way, and you had given me permission the night before, and I'd asked you repeatedly. I'm like, dude, are you sure I can talk about this? Yeah. Are you sure? Yes. Have some.
Yeah. How many drinks did I have when you sprung that question on me?
Hundreds and hundreds of drinks. By the way,
I'm having to use the roller stripper chairs to stay on my feet. And you walk up, hey, can I talk about? Sure, go ahead. It'd be fine. What could possibly go wrong?
It really was genius.
Now hold up, I gotta go dance.
So, and so we came in the next day fully prepared to tell this story from your bachelor party, and then at the last moment you decided that it was not a thing that could be talked about. And this was now. Would you like to? Can you explain why we were not supposed to talk about it?
Because the people who were involved in the story were likely still listening, along with other highly religious family members on both sides of myself and the lovely Jen's family.
And so, out of respect.
Touch me like this.
Touch me like this.
And you hold me like that.
Hold me like that.
I just had to admit that it's all coming back to me when I touch you like this.
Touch you like this.
And I hold you like that.
Hold you like that.
It's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back to me.
Emerson Radio. This is really my favorite part. I don't like it when the station goes off the air, but it's really all worth it just for that. All right, there you go. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right, I think the hideous buzz, as people have named it, I think that's gone. So yeah.
Man, those engineers can move.
Yeah, thank you, you guys.
No, I mean, I'm not going to mention the names of other companies, but there was a time when the station would go off the air or there would be static happening or something, and I swear to God, it would be like... Days would go by and nobody would fix anything. This was the response we used to get from engineers at other companies. Well, I would come in and say, hey, nobody can hear the station. And by the way, the studio is on fire and there's gremlin on the wing of the plane. And they were just going to go, will you let me know if it happens again?
These guys are so on top of it. They were actually fixing the problem even before we knew we had a problem.
They were on their game. So there you go. It's 503-733-2970.
Don't go telling me D&E doesn't teach life skills.
2970. Yeah, thank you. All right. Hey, sir, can we flip over and just double check the air feed for a second there?
Yeah.
Make sure that it's a... There we go. Thank you.
Yeah, we're fine.
All right. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Here's the very best part. And by best, I mean worst. Is that I just spent like 10 minutes telling the story. And you know what this is like? This is just like that episode of Futurama where Calculon, it's like on all my circuits. It is I, Calculon, and I have a secret that can only now be revealed. That secret is that I, Calculon, have... And then it goes off the air from Bender's antenna. And then it's like... And then the signal... And then the station comes back like... To reiterate, the secret that I, Calculon, have... Yes, that is it. Do you mean that... Yes, I mean... That's what it is, just now. So... Just because everybody wanted to do it again. So 2 weeks ago we were at a bachelor party.
Good thing I got to be out of here too.
Well, see, now you don't have to stick around and have any awkward exchanges with anybody. You can just go home.
Aaron, out.
Yeah. All right. So let's just get a couple of these calls, and then we'll tell the story again about Aaron at the bachelor party. Ethan, hello, sir.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to relate the best quote ever for my 9-year-old daughter to you and Aaron.
It's going to be awkward.
My daughter and I were having a lightsaber duel in the living room. You know, who wouldn't?
Fantastic.
Knock her lightsaber out of her hand, and what does she say?
If you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine, or something.
No, she says, I wish I had as much experience points as you.
Fantastic. Daddy, I wish I had the XP that you have.
Right. Yeah.
Fantastic.
9-year-old girl.
Well, she's only level one. You can't expect much.
Yeah, seriously. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ethan. God bless you, sir.
Bye.
All right, there you go. That's Ethan.
I was
viewing
Jason's daughter one time at lightsabers, and I thought we were finished, and I turned around, and then from behind me in this high-pitched, you know, 6-year-old Darth Vader voice, you are unwise to lower your defenses. And she just whopped me in the back of the head with her lightsaber. Just dropped to my knees like a little girl.
Laura and I had dinner over at Casa de Geek this past weekend, and I got to say, it really is, and I mean this with the best way possible, it really is just like living inside like a toy house. I mean, it just is like everywhere you turn. And this, now, can I ask, how old is Jen's sister? Does Jen's sister
26.
Lives with you? Okay, 26. Yeah. A grown woman. And I mean, again, this is a compliment. A grown woman. The highlight of her evening is not when, by the way, the girls are all drunk and playing Dance Dance Revolution in your living room.
That was sexy.
Oh, man. It's all kinds of weird. It's like your wife and my wife and then, like, Jen's hot 26-year-old sister. No, I mean, it must be said.
Well, I mean,
they're all drunk and like, I'm going to level 5! And jumping up and down on a mat in the middle of the living room while Aaron and I are just sort of sitting there looking on.
Hard to keep my balance. Pour me more wine.
It really was. It really was great.
Your wife asking me to make that rum for her.
Yeah. Yeah. anywho, what was I talking about? Oh, and then so then Jen's sister Laura's like, come into my bedroom. You got to see the best thing ever. I mean, and there's no bad ending to that sentence.
No.
And so we walk into the bedroom and it's like, look at my Captain Jack Sparrow bedside lamp. That you press, and it's a 26-year-old woman.
And it sings and dances.
You press the button on her Captain Jack Sparrow bedside lamp, and like a bunch of dancing skeletons come out and like wheel around with sabers. I mean, it really is, it's like the weirdest place you've ever been in your life, your house. I mean, it's not a bad thing.
It's like if they installed a bar in Toys R Us.
That is exactly what it's like. You need one of those big full-on keyboard piano things on the floor.
We couldn't get one that would fit. We've already actually looked into it.
Dan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, that brief moment where nobody could hear you.
Yeah.
It was a lot like last night when the news channel kept cutting into house.
Totally.
It was ridiculous. I was throwing stuff at the TV. I emailed them, and I was pretty mad. I mean, they had it scrolled across the bottom of the screen as it was. Did they have to be the first one to break in and say Kulongoski won?
No, yeah, of course. And then, as I understand it, I didn't watch it, but as I understand it, they broke into the house, and then they came back for like 2 minutes, and then they cut away again.
They cut away the commercial again, and then they cut back to show what happens next week. It was absolutely ridiculous. And even the newscaster at one point said, we will return you to house in its entirety. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're going to cut back where they left off. No. I don't know how the fat guy lives. I don't know what happened.
That's genius. I love the idea of that you get to see the coming attraction. Next week, the resolution of things you couldn't possibly understand because you didn't get to see them tonight.
Exactly.
Oh,
and yeah. I'm wondering, is every other state like this?
No, I think that's probably just here.
They had to be the first, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Sorry, sir.
That's ridiculous. All right,
there you go.
See you later.
All right, that's great.
Bye.
Is... All right. Well, I can't believe we have to go through this all again. But now we have to tell Aaron's bachelor party story one more time.
All right, let's give the condensed version. Because I think people could hear it. It was just really fuzzy.
I'm unclear, man. I went and was listening to the air signal in the other room, and it seemed very... I got a lot of emails from people saying, I can't hear anything. What about the sister with the ex and the boobs? You know, so... All right. Let me ramp back up to this. So this is the story we were going to reveal 2 weeks ago, the night after Aaron's bachelor party. But Aaron asked us to, forbade us to reveal this, because you had some of the people in these stories were still in town. And so now here we are, 2 weeks later, and we are now able to tell this story. And is it true, by the way, that when we were telling the story last time, about 10 minutes ago, that one of the people in the story rang your phone?
Yes, because they're coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
So let's get this story out now.
Why are you playing the pronoun game?
Well, because I don't want to give it away.
All right.
Does this tube of wonderful have a name?
All right. So at the Safari Strip Club, and this is how Aaron has asked us to reveal the story. I will tell three brief stories about the strip club. One of these is real. One of these things actually happened. The other two are there as sort of diversionary stories. As a decoy stories, but one of the following three stories is real. Story number one. All of us look on awkwardly and embarrassed while Aaron, geek in the city Duran, is hit on relentlessly by an ex-girlfriend who is trying to get back together with him 2 nights before his wedding. Two. All of us look on awkwardly as Aaron Geek in the City Duran witnesses his own sister making out with an ex-girlfriend of his. Story number three. We all look on awkwardly as Aaron Geek in the City Duran sees his own sister kicked out of the strip club for getting on stage and starting to take off her top. Just to recap one final time. Story number one. Aaron Geek in the city of Duran is hit on by his ex-girlfriend, trying to get back together with him two nights before the wedding. Number two, Aaron Geek in the city of Duran witnesses his own amply endowed sister making out with an ex-girlfriend of his. Story number three, Aaron Geek in the city of Duran witnesses his own amply endowed sister getting kicked off stage for kicked out of the club for attempting to get on stage and take off her top. All right, so one of those stories, at least one, actually happened. One of those stories actually happened. The other two were created by us as fibs, as sort of diversionary stories. So there you go.
Thankfully, we were in Southeast Portland and it all seemed natural.
Siri, that's the thing. The best part is that nobody really batted an eye.
No.
I mean, once I was able to get past the fact that your sister was at your bachelor party at a strip club. And
that was not my call.
I was just going to say, and can I ask whose idea that was? How did that come to fruition?
That was my friend Ryan, the one who said he's not from Alabama but lives in Alabama,
uh-huh.
Which explains a lot now that I think about
Ryan
it.
Ryan of the 4-Hour Toast.
Oh, that guy? He's
this
my favorite.
Dropping an F-bomb in front of my Jerry Falwell-esque grandfather who just gave a blessing to us.
And then calling you out, like, with all your secrets from high school.
Totally. Tell you, Aaron used to paint his fingernails black and tell little girls to F off.
That was beautiful.
We're all at the toast. This is worth the reception.
Man.
I don't think anything could have stopped that guy from talking.
Oh, man, we were at Aaron's reception, and there's, you know, a series of toasts, and people get up and they say stuff, and they do whatever, and then the final guy, the headliner, as it were,
yeah.
His childhood friend of yours, gets up, and yeah, he says A-H, he says the F word, he says the S word, and it's like, and I'm
S-bombs.
The S-bomb, and I'm all awkward anyway, because it's like your parents and your grandparents are all there, old people are there, and he's all, Aaron, you remember when we killed those hookers, you know, and it was just a whole lot of like, oh, and he's, yeah.
Remember when you used to break in and steal vodka and stick water in it?
And
that was great.
And I mean, he just went, I mean, no disrespect, he seems like a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy.
I think he'd been into his cups a little bit. Yeah, he'd done some drinking.
Just a little bit.
God love him, he just went on and on. And it's not so much the length of the toast, it's that, I mean, like, it's like Roger Ebert says, no good movie is too long, no bad movie is too short.
Right.
You know, it's short enough. And it's like, but it's just with every passing moment, we were terrified that he was going to utter more profanities in front of your family.
Not even a dead battery in the remote mic could stop him. Because the battery died, and he just started to shout.
He exhausted the microphone and just kept on talking.
Jen's brother, who was kind of DJ, kind of looked at me, shrugged, went, what are you going to do?
And it's like Sarah, Nate, and I, and of course, we went from at your reception, my wife put it correctly when she said that initially it felt like we were sitting at the cool kids table, because it's like there's Sarah, Nate, and Clyde, and you know, and then Joni and everybody, you know, we're kind of towards the front, so it felt like we were but then later the cool kids table sort of morphed into we're at the drunk table. And Sarah and Nate start heckling the guy, like in really low level tones of voice.
We were not heckling
that
him.
Is not true.
I could see you heckle away. He really did deserve it. He even admitted it.
He just wouldn't stop, even when we like tried to persuade him to stop by clapping. He's
going on and on, and Sarah's going, is this guy for real? What's his problem?
While she's double-fisting PBRs.
Totally, and Nate's like, I'm just going to stand up and start clapping at a random moment. Let's all clap him off right now. All right, let's get to some of these. Mike, hello, sir. You're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Greetings, Rick. How's it going?
Well, it's been a bit of a day.
Well, you know.
But, you know, however bad it is for me, Rick Santorum's day is a whole lot worse. So.
Oh, good.
Do? Yeah.
I just wanted to say, hey, see what's happening on the show. It's been a while. I don't get to listen in every day anymore.
Are you direct from a toast at Ryan's wedding, or for Aaron's wedding, sir? That's what it's...
So, no, I'm up in Cosmopolis. I haven't heard anything of the show.
Are you actually in Cosmopolis?
I'm sitting right in front of the mill.
What?
The mill of tomorrow.
The mill in Cosmopolis?
Is the mill closed?
Looks like it.
Why are you in Cosmopolis, the land of tomorrow?
I'm going to Aberdeen, pick up some books.
You're in Cosmopolis because you're going to Aberdeen.
Yeah.
That's like getting kicked in the sack, but you know, like while you're waiting for a guy to come and yank out your teeth.
Lovely.
Okay. Well, thanks, sir. Are you doing any drinking in Cosmopolis?
No. I'm getting through here as fast as possible. I just came through here and your name popped into my brain.
God bless you, sir. Well, let's see. What have you missed? You've missed embarrassing stories from Aaron's bachelor party. I've got news about Britney Spears' sex tape. Tim Riley said that Lindsay Lohan looks like a piece of ham that's hanging in a deli window.
He's right.
And we've decided that Hillary Clinton makes coats out of puppies.
Ugh.
Okay. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You betcha.
Okay. There you go. Thank you. God bless you, sir. That's Mike. Okay. Our good friend, Chris Boba Fett. Hello, sir.
Hey, you missed talking about the best thing about that long speech at the reception?
Yeah.
when he goes, and we all had a laugh. And somewhere a little child just decided to burst out into laughter.
And this. And he was talking about how he and Aaron have influenced each other's behavior. Hold on. You got to don't laugh or I won't be able to get through it. But, you know, it's Aaron and this guy Ryan, they grew up together. And they spent a lot of time. And, of course, friends influence each other. What one friend does is you mold each other as friends. And your influence on each other becomes very pronounced. But the way that he chose to phrase that, and this was, by the way, the line he went out on. This was his tag. This was like his climactic line at the end. He says, so let me just say in conclusion that in our lives, Aaron and I have rubbed off on each other a lot. And then he just let that hang. He just let it ring out like that. Just ellipsis. And then that was the moment when we at the drunk table just lost our composure, began just weeping with laughter.
We all started laughing, and Clyde yelled out, veto.
Yes. Yes, it is true.
Yeah, I was calling to let Aaron know that right now at Costco, we do have a four-size piano.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was using my...
He's busy massaging...
sorry about that.
Sarah Dillon.
With his kneading ball.
The kneading ball thing that he brought in.
Hello. I was just calling.
So you've got what? You've got the piano from Toys or from Big?
Not the same size one as Toys, and it's not as cool, but we do have a floor-size piano in our...
I saw that there a few days ago. You guys also have that big old arcade that has like 1,000 games that I got to get.
Now, how much is that? Is it a stand-up arcade game that contains
it's
a bunch of games inside of it?
It's a stand-up arcade game. It contains, 100 games.
Oh
my gosh.
And you can get, it's got a hard drive, and you can get other discs that have all the classics.
How much could I expect to pay for this item?
$2,000.
I'd do it.
I know, I just got to find a place to put it.
Yeah.
Didn't Laura already veto you?
If I had the $2,000, I would have bought it.
She got rid of my last video game, my last stand-up. I mean, I chose to get rid of it because I run the house. I wear the pants. Yeah.
The neighbors just didn't steal it along with the toilet paper.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. Thank you. That's Chris Boba Fett. All right, Aaron Geek in the City. Final thoughts before you go?
Well, no, I thought you were going to afraid you were going to tell the story where my friend Ryan said that we had shared beds together and that if he was a girl, he totally would have slept with me.
I don't remember
what?
That.
Yeah, that's where it got weird. Right in front of, again, the grandfather who thinks gays should be
stuck
on an island.
How did I miss
island.
That one?
Where was I?
Wait, gays on an island? I'm so confused.
No, is that like snakes on a plane? There are gays on the island. Everybody go. What do you mean he would have slept with you?
You guys don't remember that part?
No.
He's like, you were like my best friend and I love you. And if I was a woman... It'd be us in the bed.
Oh!
It's weird that you said if I was a woman. How come if you were a woman?
Because I'm all man, sir. Can you picture me?
I was going to say, Aaron doesn't catch, baby.
That's right. I'll play your victim, but not your catcher.
Aaron serves it.
Again, in front of my grandfather.
Are you sure that happened?
Oh. You don't forget
that.
I don't think you forget at your wedding, some guy saying that he wants to pork you in front of your grandfather. Oh,
maybe
my
you
God.
Couldn't hear it over Nate's heckling.
Yeah, maybe you couldn't hear over Nate's drunken slurping of PBR at the reception table.
What are you doing with your pants?
Oh, I was adjusting.
Oh, Joshua Jackson's going to be.
Oh, my God.
You're a woman.
Stop.
What do you have to adjust?
That was my belt.
Oh.
Oh, that's a belt pooch.
Yeah, you were saying. Yeah, that's what
this is. Aaron was pointing out that Joshua Jackson is going to be here in the studio in like 10 minutes, Sarah Dillon. Did you give me a list of questions somewhere?
Yes.
All right, because I don't know what the hell I'm going to ask that guy.
Do you have them?
They're around somewhere.
I printed them out for you.
All right, so Joshua Jackson's going to... Are you nervous?
Yes.
How nervous are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say about a 7.
Really?
That would make you feel better. As soon as Joshua Jackson gets in, make Rick do a couple push-ups.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. That would lift your mood a little bit.
Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
Anytime.
McKeon, what's up, brother?
Hey, I was just wondering if you wanted me to call and ask the man Josh if he had hot, passionate sex with Paris Hilton.
Sarah?
Sure.
Yeah?
There you go, McKeon. Yeah, you're all set.
Okay, when should I call in? Like, just wait? Another 10 or 15 minutes?
The interview is going to be on the air, and our audio problem has been taken care of, so people are able to hear us. So here's how you do it. You got to do like a 1-2 punch. You got to go, okay, hey, I'm really looking forward to Bobby, and, I think it's going to be a great film, and I'm looking forward to you having a long career. Also, have you slept with Paris Hilton?
Okay.
You got to do kind of an alley-oop.
About how much I love Dawson's Creek and...
Cool. No, that'll put him on defensive.
Best acting I've ever seen.
No, you can't go overboard that way. It's got to sound real. You got to be like, hey.
Tell him that you really liked Skull. Shadows in the Sun.
Okay. Okay.
Whatever that might
be. It just came out in 2005.
And then just slip it in, huh?
Yeah.
Aaron and I have rubbed off on each other a lot.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'll call back.
All right. Thank you.
I'm missing a page.
Let's do a couple other calls. Remember last week we had Sarah from Puerto Rico?
Hello, pussycat.
What?
I'm sorry.
Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah in San Juan. How are you?
Very good.
Hey, did you get the package?
No, not yet.
Okay, yeah, Scotty sent you an AM970 package so you can spread the word to the other people in San Juan.
I can't wait for it.
All right, excellent. How can I help you, Sarah?
I just wanted to congratulate you and your countrymen on, you know, taking that first step of redeeming your country in front of the international community.
Oh, that's just sad.
Oh, that's cool, though.
It is cool. No, don't get me wrong. It's very cool, but how sad is that when people from another country have to call and go, well, it's very good. You're making, you know what it is? That's like when you're the guy who's been in a motorcycle accident and you're taking all your meals through a straw and you can't really speak. You can only communicate with grunting. And then somebody goes, no, you're doing very well. He said a whole word today and he was able to have some peas. That's kind of what this, I mean, it feels, you know, I'm glad to have the congratulations, but it's just kind of embarrassing that we need them. But the people you know in San Juan, how do they feel about America these days? You can be honest.
Well,
you can be honest with us.
Do you really want to know?
I do. You get Sarah, do we really want to know?
Absolutely.
How do your countrymen, to the best of your knowledge, feel about the United States of America? We can take
it. Okay. The people, the Americans, they respect the Americans, but I would say about 90% of the island believe that your president is an artard.
Is a what?
A retard.
Oh, fantastic. That's
the general consensus, actually.
Who says that we're so different, our peoples? See, we're all
what?
some things are universal, Sarah, because I got to tell you right now, that's the general consensus of many people in this country as well. So, all right, Sarah. Well, thank you for your congratulations. Keep an eye in the mail. You're going to get your AM970 shirt there and a few stickers there for you as well.
Thank you. I just want to say good luck to Sarah in fluffing.
By fluffing, we mean speaking to.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. That's Sarah in San Juan. No, because Sarah said earlier that she wanted to ask some fluffy questions.
That's what I'm, like, lighthearted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, final thoughts, final words? Any geek news this week people are going to know about?
Oh, well, you know, Chris...
Maybe I'll play the Week in Geek.
I didn't do it.
Oh, I guess there wasn't.
Well, because I was too busy feeding you, I couldn't do it.
Okay, thank you.
No, the big news this week for Geek Stuff, even though it happened a couple days ago,
is
to pick it up. It is awesome.
Really? And there's a fan commentary track?
Fan commentary, all kinds of hidden little Easter eggs and Japanese commercials. It really is great. The best moment is there's a commentary of an episode called Scramble City that's done by the guys who run, like, BotCon, and they sound exactly how you expect them to sound. And in addition here, you'll clearly see they're using stock footage from their second episode of the Gen 1 series. It's really great.
Excellent. The website is geekinthecity.com.
That's
geekinthecity.com. Aaron, Geek in the City Duran, by the way, who quite possibly saw his sister kicked out of a strip club for getting on stage and trying to take off her top.
That may have happened.
Or else watching his ex-girlfriend make out.
That also may have happened.
Or quite possibly having his ex-girlfriend try to get back together with him two nights before the wedding.
That too may have happened.
That would have been inappropriate.
Hmm. Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong from that comment?
Oh, hello. Back after this. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Back in a moment with Tim Riley, Joshua Jackson, and Jim Roop. All coming up in the next hour. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson show on AM 970. Solid State Radio.